Natyrmort. Verrà la morte e avrà i tuoi occhi. Cesare Pavese. People and things crowd in. Eyes can be bruised and hurt by people as well as things. Better to live in the dark. I sit on a wooden bench, watching the passers-by, sometimes whole families. I'm fed up with the light. This is a winter month. First on the calendar, I shall begin to speak when I'm fed up with the dark. It's time. I shall now begin. It makes no difference with what. Open mouth. It's better to speak, although I can also be mute. What then shall I talk about? Shall I talk about nothingness? Shall I talk about days or nights or people? No, only things, since people will surely die. All of them, as I shall. All talk is a barren trade, a writing on the wind's wall. My blood is very cold. Its cold is more withering than ice to the bottom streams. People are not my thing. I hate the look of them, grafted to life's great tree. Each face is firmly stuck and cannot be turned free. Something the mind abhors shows in each face and form, something like flattery of persons quite unknown. Things are more pleasant. The outsides are neither good nor evil, and the insides reveal neither good nor bad. The core of things is dry rot, dust, a wood burr, and brittle moth wings, thin walls, uncomfortable to the hand. Dust, when you switch lights on, there is nothing but dust to see. That's true, even if the thing is sealed up hermetically. This ancient cabinet, outside as well as in, strangely reminds me of Paris's Notre Dame. Everything's dark within it, dust mop or bishop's stole. Can't touch the dust of things, things themselves as a rule. Don't try to purge or tame the dust of their own insides. Dust is the flesh of time, time's very flesh and blood. Lately, I often sleep during the daytime. My death, it would seem, is now trying and testing me, placing a mirror close to my still breathing lips, seeing if I can stand non-being in daylight. I do not move. These two thighs are like blocks of ice. Branched veins show blue against skin that is marble white, summing the angles up as a surprise to us. Things drop away from man's world, a world made with words. Things do not move or stand. That's our delirium. Each thing is a space beyond which there can be no thing. A thing can be battered, burned, gutted and broken up, thrown out, and yet the thing never will yell, "Oh, fuck." A tree, its shadow, and earth pierced by clinging roots, interlaced monograms, clay and a clutch of rocks. Roots interweave and blend. Stones have their private mass, which frees them from the bond of normal rootedness. This stone is fixed. One can't move it or heave it out. Tree shadows catch a man like a fish in their net. A thing, its brown color, its blurry outline, twilight. Now there is nothing left, only a natyrmort. Death will come and will find a body whose silent peace will reflect death's approach like any woman's face. Size, skull and skeleton, an absurd pack of lies. Rather, death when it comes will have your own two eyes. Mary now speaks to Christ. Are you my son, O God? You are nailed to the cross. Where lies my homeward road? Can I pass through my gate, not having understood? Are you dead or alive? Are you my son, O God? Christ speaks to her in turn. Whether dead or alive, woman, it's all the same. Son, O God, I'm thine.